Thunder Bay. Local federal candidates have weighed in on Canada's handling of the border and international travel during the COVID-19 pandemic. Since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, Canada's response has been based on the best scientific advice and expertise. We have in place some of the most robust entry requirements of any country. Patty Haidu, Liberal incumbent for Thunder Bay, Superior North, said, "We continue to use science to guide our border measures, including the need for all travelers to submit to a PCR departure test 72 hours prior to arriving in Canada, and the mandatory random screening on arrival. All unvaccinated Canadian travelers must continue to abide by a 14-day, mandatory quarantine. I thank all the civil servants at the Public Health Agency of Canada, Canada Border Services Agency and Transport Canada for their hard work in maintaining these measures." The NDP candidate for Thunder Bay, Superior North Chantel Bryson, says we should have looked to other countries and how they handled the spread of COVID-19. Anyone familiar with the SARS coronavirus final report from 2006 and pandemic preparation knows that it is required to take the greatest precautions available until you know exactly what type of virus and transmissibility is engaged. Full PPE should be used immediately and borders heavily restricted. Bryson said, Australia and New Zealand took this approach which saved innumerable lives, especially the elderly and vulnerable, protected their economies and allowed their citizens to maintain a more normal day-to-day life aside from targeted shutdowns. Green Party candidate for Thunder Bay, Superior North, also felt that the Liberal government's handling of the situation was just not up to snuff. With regards to the borders and international travel, Patty dropped the ball on closing the borders in the first place, saying that to do so and protect Canadians was simply racist. We had to close the borders because it was critical for the protection of Canada and Canadians to do so. It was Patty's job to close these borders when she was first made aware of the pandemic spread. She decided to just not do it, and divide Canadians by saying that anyone who thinks we should close the borders is a racist. Mo Zhang said, "What we need now, and what we've needed since this pandemic affected Canada, is more robust testing. We now know that vaccines alone do not stop the spread of COVID. We need to know how many people are actively and directly affected by this virus in real time. We also deserve to know how many survivors of this virus we have, and currently there is no antibody testing available in Thunder Bay whatsoever." Conservative Party candidate, Joshua Taylor, and People's Party of Canada candidate Rick Daines were unavailable for comment.